Chapter 9. Renoir sent two lizard men flying with a single blow.
"Who else wants to kiss my hammer?"
he yelled. He pointed to an orc that had long hair in his eyes.
"You!"
He swung again. The soldiers jumped back. The soldiers were a well-trained unit, cautious but confident. They formed a ring around the dwarfs, two deep, maybe three.
"Surrender, dwarfs!"
the lead orc said. He was a tall one, big muscles like the gnoll's head, covered in hair and heavy leather armor. His dark eyes beamed from behind his helmet.
"Surrender, and we won't take the scourge to you. We'll just kill you."
Pilpin huffed behind his back. The little dwarf bled and limped. A nasty gash was on his head. The handful of soldiers they'd charged had become a horde.
"You won't be killing anyone, Snaggleteeth,"
Renoir warned.
"It's you that best surrender, not we."
Spears with long curved tips lowered at their chests.
"I'm going down swinging, Renoir,"
Pilpin said through his little brown beard.
"And I'm killing that orc."
He spat on the ground.
"He clipped my beard."
The assembly building collapsed. Fire and cinder exploded everywhere. Smoke, dust, and debris filled the air. The orc laughed.
"We'll just toss them in there,"
he gloated to his men.
"Dwarves burn like coal. We used to use them to warm our stoves back in Thrag."
"Ah," he snorted.
"No good for eating, but good for cooking. Just be sure and shave their beards first. Smell bad burning. Awful bad." "No one shaves my beard, and I'm not a lump of coal for baking loaves."
Pilpin charged. He hopped between two jabbing spears and brought his axe and mace around full circle. A gnoll barked out and fell to the ground. The soldiers piled on Pilpin, crushing him into the ground with their superior weight. Renoir raised his hammer over his head. The knife-like spears licked out and cut his wrists. More spears pressed at his throat and neck.
"Don't even think about it, dwarf,"
the orc said.
"Drop it, and we'll let the little one live."
Knowles had Pilpin's arms locked behind his back and his feet kicking above the ground. A knife was on his throat.
"Bring it down, Renoir,"
Pilpin said.
"They'll kill us anyway. Gorla Manchuk! Gorla Manchuk!"
The words were dwarfen.
"Death before surrender."
Pilpin was young for a dwarf, only a couple hundred years old. He didn't understand the burden that Renoir carried, that Renoir had to survive, and that sometimes, in order to survive, you had to surrender. Renoir lowered his hammer and set it on the ground.
"Renoir?"
Pilpin said, blinking. The soldiers chuckled.
"Seems the dwarfs are no longer stubborn as stumps in the ground as they used to be,"
the orc said, with his nostrils flaring.
"Like I said, they're nothing but bearded halflings anymore." "Why, you!"
Renoir started. The butt of a spear clocked him in the back of the head.
"Scuttle yourself, dwarf, else we cut the little one's throat." "Why don't you anyway?"
Pilpin said.
"Because the dragons like their meals live and kicking. It does their bellies well."
Three six-legged blue dragons crawled out of the flames of the ruined assembly building. A man in dark armor stood outside, with a bright amulet on his neck, waving the dragons toward him. There was no sign of Nath. Renoir felt his belly churn.
"Hark!"
the orc soldier yelled over to the man with the amulet.
"We've dwarfs. Shall we toss them in the fire, or feed them to the dragons?"
The man walked over, cutting through the ranks, and looked down on Renoir. He wore the mark of an overseer. He slung his greasy hair over his shoulder. He had a sharp nose, sagging chin, and dark features.
"My,"
he said.
"Is this Brenwar Bouldergeld?"
"Yes,"
Tilpin said, struggling.
"And you'd better think twice if you think you can stop him."
"Well, if I can stop Nath Dragon, I'm pretty sure I can stop his friends."
He looked over at the orc commander.
"Just kill them."
The orc pulled out a knife and said,
"Can I keep his beard?"
"You can keep his toes for all I care,"
Overseer Dormus said, walking away.
"Just get it over with.
I need Nath Dragon's bones recovered once this fire is out."
Gorley stood alongside a storehouse nearby. He'd seen most of everything, but not all. The soldiers had Brenwar and Pilpin surrounded, but the roar of the fire drowned out their words.
"What to do? Think, Gorley. Think."
Gorley was a chameleon, a gifted and powerful race. He could change himself to look like any of the races. He could even turn his skin into stone or metal. But he couldn't always think of the right thing to do at the right time. He watched the dragons drag their tails out of the flames and begin to prowl around the building, with their great tails sweeping the muddy streets. He clutched his chest.
"Is Nath in there? Is that what they're looking for? Is he buried in the timber and flames?"
An idea struck him. He changed form. Black scales and sharp claws formed over his hands.
"Nothing brave about being a fool, and nothing foolish about being brave."
He ran out into the streets, waving his scaly arms high. His red hair was blowing in the wind.
"Here! Over here, dragons!"
Gorley laughed.
"Catch me if you can."
The man with the bright crystal on his neck whirled. Hatred filled his eyes. He held the amulet up high.
"Kill him! Kill Nath Dragon!"
The soldiers turned their focus from the dwarves and started to run.
"Not you!"
the overseer said.
"Stay put! Let the dragons handle this!"
Gorley sprinted for the fields, taking quick glances over his shoulders. Dragons were fast. Six-legged dragons were even faster.
"Stupid idea. This isn't going to do it."
The dragons were gaining.
"If I could only turn into a rover horse. Why can't I only do races and not the animals? Why can't I make stuff up? Be strong as stone and still be able to talk and fly. I wish I could spread wings like an eagle and fly away. Guzan."
He glanced over his shoulder. The dragons would be on him any moment.
"Never thought I'd see the day when I might not see the next."
The farmland stretched out all around. The plowed fields were muddy, slowing him down. Gorley's breath started to labor.
"Go for the cornfields. I never run."
He stumbled and fell into a mud hole. He scrambled up, feet deep, and found himself eye to eye with three dragons.
"Sultans of sulfur. Thank you."